G'day, Dean.
G'day, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. We've got Dean Blackman from Rockhampton on the phone from Manchester at the moment, and we're going to ask him a few questions. So how's life, mate?
Mate, life's good. It's real good over here.
Is it? Is it cold?
Yeah, it's been real cold.
What have you been doing today?
Well, this morning we woke up. What did we do this morning? We got up and we headed to training. We had training this morning, and then we had a good session there for the game tomorrow. And after that, we headed to Chester in where the shopping centre is, the big shopping centre.
All right.
Yeah, and we had a few bit of shopping there, then come back for dinner, and then yeah, that's about it.
Oh yeah. Well, we've got some friends and some family people who have been sending in some questions. Do you mind if I ask you a few of those?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, it's just the same ones as I've asked a couple of the other boys. Here's the first one, mate. Do you like French food, and what was your favourite dish?
Oh, French food. Well, when we arrived in France, I know we were all pretty keen to try everything. Probably my favourite would have been...
Bread.
Yeah, bread. Bread with everything.
What?
It would have been probably... I would have said bread. I didn't mind the breakfast, actually, the hot chocolate with dipping the bread in.
Really?
Yeah, you get this hot milk, warm milk, and you dip your hot chocolate in, and then you dip the bread in. It was good. What was that called? Anyone know? The morning stuff? What was that called? I don't know. We would just wake up to bread and dip.
Fair enough. What sort of bread was it? Just like bread rolls or?
Oh, like that Brumbies bread, and then you get to cut it up yourself.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
The knife couldn't even get through it. It was that hard some days.
Is that because it was frozen solid?
Yeah, I don't know. It hurt like... We all got strong jaws now, I know that.
Let's hope that works on the footy field, mate. You better get in a few of these palms.
No, it didn't work in the first game when we got in the fight.
Oh, really? No, we won't talk about fights on the footy field.
No.
But we will later when we're not recording. Here's the next question, mate. Dean, what did you think of the War Memorial?
The War Memorial?
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, it touched a few of the boys. It was good. I know you got some nice photos there as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was really good.
And what stuck out the most to you as an Aussie?
I don't know, just the fact that there was that many people there that fought, and that now that they're recognised as much.
Yep.
It was good.
Lots of blokes sacrificed themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, that's it. Jono explained all that to us. It was good.
Good on him. All right, mate, here's the next one.
Norris?
Are the French girls hot?
Yeah, they were hot from waist down, but some of them had big noses, eh? there was one or two that stood out, but England's definitely beaten them.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
You'll have to come to Cronulla Beach, mate.
Oh.
Not for a couple of weeks, though.
I got my own princess in Rocky.
Oh, beautiful. Good on you. She'll be rapt to hear that.
Yeah. Put that on the net.
I will, don't worry.
She'll read it.
What's her name?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Sorry, g'day, Rach.
Yeah, Rach.
Here's the next one. How did the French react to the visiting Australians, to you blokes?
Oh, they were pretty surprised when we ran out. I know they were all pretty happy to meet us and talk to us.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
And what did it feel like running out in the Aussie gear?
Oh, mate, it was a good feeling. Especially as captain, it was awesome.
Well, you were the captain for the first game, weren't you?
Yeah, for the whole tour.
For the whole tour?
Yeah.
Proof there's corruption in football.
Yeah, mate, it's been awesome.
Good
it's
on
been
you.
Real good.
Fantastic. Keep going, sorry.
No, it's been really good, eh?
Okay, here's the next one, Dino.
Yeah?
What has been your favourite place in France?
Oh, France would have been Paris, Eiffel Tower for sure.
Why?
Oh, mate, it was awesome. Actually, I was actually shitting myself in the elevator. I was the only one. I was on the floor. Because it got so high, I'm so scared of heights. So, like, on the way up, I was in the middle holding onto the props, hanging off them. I was on the ground. I couldn't even look down.
Oh, really?
Scary, yeah.
Like, has it got, like, a glass bottom or something, the lift?
Yeah, oh, and you can see out on the outside as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it's straight freaky.
Does it go fast, that lift?
Oh, not really, but for me, it was too fast for me.
Fair
and
enough,
then we
thanks.
Took it out. We, apparently one of the boys last year on the tour took their shirt off and ran around, so we all did it kind of as a team. We took our shirts off and ran around the top of the tower.
A bit of an Aussie tradition now, is it?
That's it.
Excellent. Here's the next one. Would you come back for a longer visit when you're older and to do some more exploring?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'd even consider coming over to play footy.
Oh, really?
In England. Yeah.
You
It'd
like
be good.
You like England?
Yeah, it's been really good here in England.
Excellent. And how have you been feeling? Like, just tell us a little bit about the tour so far. You've been away for a couple of weeks, nearly.
Yeah, no, the first week went pretty quick. Getting into the second week now. Oh, it's been pretty good. Everything's pretty crazy, hey?
Cool.
I think just been enjoying every moment of it, I guess.
And who's the funniest bloke on tour?
Oh, funniest bloke would be Sticks. That's me, Sticks.
Why? What does he do?
Oh, he's just an idiot, mate.
Is he?
He hasn't got a clue.
Oh, well. He's probably going to play footy good for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, good on you, mate. Thanks for your time, Dean. We might have another chat to you before the Wales game.
Right on, mate. No worries.
Good on you. I'll hang up and I'll ring you back in about 2 minutes.
Right on, mate.
Thanks, Steve. Good on you, mate.